brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On the Sunday transmission, we're going to have Jakari Jackson pop in with reports for us as well from Southern California. We're going to go ahead and send them down there now and investigate that area. I'll also cover 92 million Americans not in labor force. That's simply amazing. For every one job added, nearly five people left the workforce. This is Agenda 21. This is the depression by design. Jakari, we're going to post these in an article soon, but the good news here is you only found double the normal level of background radiation at the Redwoods. That's still not good. You only found a 20-30% increase in what it should have been at the Golden Gate Bridge. And you only, everywhere it's higher than it should be. It's 58 CPM at Laguna Creek, Klamath, California, Falls, Klamath, 56, 54 at Crab Shack, Anchor Way, California, 60% CPM. That's a little over double what it should be. There at Pistol River State Scenic Viewpoint, a Blue Star Memorial Highway marker, Brookings, Oregon, 40 CPM, Humboldt Bay Generating Station. That's a reactor. It's only 44 CPM. But the thing is, it is higher. It is higher than it's supposed to be, but these levels aren't that big of a deal unless you get one of the particles that's obviously creating this. Jakari, in the 3 minutes we've got left, other key points about your observations, what you think of this. I think this is good news overall. It's a lot better than it being 1,000 percent everywhere or something. That would be panic level.
Exactly, because I told David Knight our first day, our first broadcast, we went out to the beach. You know, I was concerned to be standing in such high levels of radiation. The CPMs, the counts per minute, were hit registering well over 300, close to 372, which are the normal. There are supposed to be about 30 CPMs. So that was very concerning to me. But as we traveled up and down the coast, as you mentioned, we didn't find anything that was that hot. So I was happy about that. Definitely happy for the locals, and we talked to various people. Some people were knowledgeable about the situation at Surfers Beach. Some people weren't. But regardless, everybody we talked to, it's been a pretty...
A little bit of breakup there. Let him hold that thought for a moment. And while we get a connection back, I'm going to just say this. There needs to be an investigation in and around San Francisco of why all over that beach and all over the bluffs and the woods, 500%, 1,400%, 1,000%, and we've talked to radiologists and nuclear plant workers. They say just 25, 30 years ago, they'd all be wearing lead suits around that. And, if you had to work around that, that is a big deal. It's not a big deal to be around it for an hour or two or whatever, but them saying, 50,000 hours is safe at the health department, that is pure bull. Jakari, are you back? Okay, let's go back. You're breaking up some, but you're still there. Jakari, any other points?
No, you said it pretty much there, Alex. I'm very happy that we didn't encounter the high levels going up north on the coast. But I am very knowledgeable and concerned about these people who have knowledge about these areas, like Tyler we just talked to, and also other people we've talked to, like the gentleman who saw the melting starfish. People who've been out here say they find strange anomalies going on with the jellyfish and other things like that. People have to know about this information, just like Tyler said, to educate yourself.
All right, where are you going next, Jakari?
Next, we're going to go up to the coast to Portland, do some research down south.
All right, great job with the crew. A little bit of technical stuff, but that's what makes it fun. It's live, it's real, it's unscripted. Go with the God. Be safe there in the West Coast. Beautiful. I love Oregon, love Northern California, love Seattle. I like San Diego, too. It's just Los Angeles that I avoid like the plague. I physically feel sick when I'm in L.A., that smog. I go to New York, London. I've been in big cities in Mexico. I haven't felt sick. Los Angeles, man. I just will not go out there anymore. And I got a lot of great opportunities to go out to L.A. and see really cool people. I just physically and spiritually, it's like entering Satan's toilet bowl or something. It's something else. All right, great job to the entire crew here at InfoWars Center. All of you, the listeners, our sponsors, everybody. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing, and tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you'll take my life.
It is Friday.
You fire musket, but I'll run you through.
Already, it's hard to believe. Already, the 10th day of January 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, live for the next 3 hours. And then I will return this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, for the Sunday abbreviated news update transmission. We have the InfoWars Nightly News, 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock Central, at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, we have obviously an incredible amount of news on the economy, on the NSA, on surveillance, on what's happening with the military, Governor Christie. So much is going on, and we will cover it all today. And we have two guests, including one of my favorite guests in studio, Dr. Group. And then we have a constitutional lawyer popping in the third hour, and Jakari Jackson and crew have got a lot of radiation findings, a lot of the news good, some of it bad, in Northern California into Oregon. The good news is most of Oregon and California does not have higher levels of radiation. The bad news is, and we've talked to physicists and others, the levels that are 1,000 times, 1,400 times higher than what is safe in the background is very serious. And the fact that the media poo-poos it, the fact that government says, yeah, the health department confirmed that in San Francisco, but we're not worried about it. And they've got a new article out of the Santa Cruz Sentinel. State rebuffs radiation concerns at beach. Basically halfway whitewashes what's going on, but does state some of the facts. So it's a pretty good article out of Dinosaur Media from Half Moon Bay, where we did find the highest readings. We found 1,000 times. Others found 1,400 times. And the county health department confirmed 500 times where they went and looked. And we have four different professional Geiger counters, and you can read the settings. And we've had radiologists and physicists and nuclear cleanup specialists look at our videos, look at it. They say, no, that's all you know, just dead on, like reading the clock. That's what's going on there. And that just 30 years ago or 25 years ago, they would tell folks, don't be anywhere around that period in case you ingest any of where that radiation's coming from. Because it's one thing to have the background that's 1,000 times what it should be, and your body can handle it unless you, you know, sat there by it for a year. But if you ingest any of that, then it goes into the tissues and just sits there at point-blank range, radiating your body, even at a low level, and you get cancer. And that's just a fact. That's why DU, even though it's low-level radiation, is highly toxic, and at point-blank range goes into the cells, and you're toast. And our troops are breathing this stuff. It's a death sentence, and they knew that when they authorized it. And the reason this radiation story is so big is it's not even about the radiation. That's secondary. It's that it's weird, according to the mainstream media and radio talk show hosts out in California and others that have been critical of us, to want to go and investigate and look. Investigation is a bad thing. Being informed is like having leprosy or something with yuppies and establishment trendies who really just want to think everything's fine when all the metrics, all the gauges, all the indicators show things are not fine. If we're on the deck of the Titanic, it's listing over, about to basically break in two. I don't want that to happen. I live here. My family lives here. Your family lives here. I don't want there to be a stock market crash, even though it's valued, many of the top companies, 100-to-1 price-earnings ratio. It was 25, 30-to-1 in 1929 in the big crash. I mean, this is like a big rotten heart that's had 20 heart attacks and half the heart's dead, and it's got 20 stents in it. And the guy's taking Viagra and snorting cocaine. I mean, is that a good idea? That heart is going to blow wide open. That's what hearts do when they're all rotten. They just blow in different directions, and you die instantly. And that's what all the armored vehicles and the riot training is for. They admit it. But it's not like they did all this to counter something that was an accident. This was all engineered. It's been done in other countries over and over again. And it's going to end this country as we know it. And Homeland Security is meant to absorb the nation as it collapses into this dark tyranny that is called Agenda 21, designed to impoverish this nation, designed to break the back of rural communities especially and farmers, designed to make us dependent on the system, designed to totally domesticate us. We are truly going into the nastiest, most scientific, most control freak, autocratic, authoritarian oppression the world has ever seen. This is certified cultural death, political death. This is certified 24 karat evil. 24 carats, pure gold, folks. This is pure tyranny. If you judge it on that scale, it is 24 karat pure. Pure. And that is the one thing you cannot admire, but at least marvel at, is the people at the top of this are committed and consciously, premeditatedly doing this. Now, they use all the nihilists and the mercenaries and the psychos and the pervs and the control freaks and the people that have got scores to settle and the mentally ill leftists who are really just authoritarian control freaks calling themselves the establishment, calling themselves the answer, calling themselves the high ground, calling themselves the authority. That's why they always lecture down as if they're the boss, and most people respond to it as if they're the boss and have the moral authority. When they are part of a locust swarm, historically, that takes over civilizations. Now, all of that said, I want to talk about a really strong realization that I had this morning at about 6:30, looking out into the fog over the Texas Hill Country. And it was this. Though the landscape was shrouded in fog, my mind was completely clear that we can beat these people. And the answer to defeating them is withdrawing our political, cultural, economic consent at every level we can, and criticizing the system, exposing the system as alien, fraudulent, anti-liberty, exposing that the system is the author of our present collapsing system, that they are to blame. And when you're faced with real tyranny, and when you're faced historically with something so premeditatedly evil, it's hard to believe you're living in that historical time. But that's what happens over and over again, is people respond like deer in the headlights. I've studied history deeply. And if you respond like a deer in the headlights, even though now you know the car's oncoming, you know the tyranny's real, the NSA spying, the open borders, the plan to shut the country down, to bankrupt everybody for control, the globalism, all of it, the plan to take over families, put us in 200-square-foot coffin apartments with total taxation, total surveillance. You know, I saw the car as it rounded a mountain 20 miles away, and I said, that's tyranny coming historically. And then a lot of people woke up as the car came down the road a mile away. And then now the car's 200 yards away, going about 80 miles an hour, and we're standing here in the middle of the road, and it's going to hit us unless we simply recognize it's happening and step out of the road and let the tyranny basically pass. All we've got to do is withdraw our consent. It's that easy. We step aside, the car basically disappears. We don't give it support, moral support, any of it. We realize that it's a fraud and that we've been under literally a political spell of high-tech mind control, and you break that spell in yourself and in others. Even if you're awake to what's happening, you've got to realize that you are a leader and that you can affect change, and that simply criticizing the system and supporting alternative systems and withdrawing your consent and speaking out against the system and declaring it the enemy, declaring it the fraud, declaring it the criminal institution it is, will defeat it. It will take its authority away. It will show it to be the fraud it is, no matter how many guns and bullets and how much surveillance it's got. The people will see the emperor is butt naked and wearing no clothes. We're going to skip this network break because this is so important, what I'm about to say. And it hit me this morning, we've got to call out Obama and the entire system as gangster thug certified criminals who have conned the public and been caught and discredited, because the polls show that, and we have to declare victory and declare them impeached by the public in the court of public opinion. And we have to go after corrupt officials in counties, cities, states, you name it, when the system that's been trying to bully us and intimidate us and dominate us and break our will, like a pimp breaks a woman's will that he's turning into a sex slave. They have tried to break our will. We have to find our fighting spirit again and understand resistance is victory. And you tend to not want to call it out as evil as it is, because you don't want to alarm people, or you don't want them to disagree with you, or you don't want to stand out. But once you start standing out, it's going to feel good. You're going to know you're turning the tide. You're going to know that no matter what comes, you're now in forward motion, engaging the enemy that's attacking us. We are defensive, but we're already under attack, so that is an offensive move. We didn't draw first blood or the billionth blood, and we're not going to draw physical blood. But we're moving towards the point where they're going to lose politically. They're going to come in with physical force, ladies and gentlemen. and persecution. They've already been doing it with the IRS and the FBI. The FBI's announced they're not going to do white-collar fraud anymore because the government runs that. They're going to go after political people as a new commissariat.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield Formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There's a reason why the U.S. government is conducting emergency drills simulating the collapse of the U.S. electrical grid.
Northeast Corridor, offline.
They're getting prepared. Will you be prepared when it shuts down?
A massive power outage.
The cyber Pearl Harbor.
The evacuation procedures are working.
The Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus portable solar generators. Available exclusively at offthegrid.com. The strongest, longest-lasting solar generators. Dollar for dollar, watt for watt, on the market. Double the size and output, but not double the price. Oh yeah, one more thing. You only pay $10 for shipping for the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Actually, shipping is just $10 for any order at offthegrid.com. Before you spend your hard-earned cash on a solar generator, do yourself a favor and check out the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Solar generators with an attitude.
I'm going to call for Christie to be arrested. He's been caught lying. Of course he ordered this. He got caught lying about who knew earlier. Claims he has thousands of employees, so you never know when it's his number one henchman, his underling, his head of his staff. And stuff like this is what can bring things down. Something simple the public can get. Shutting a road down. When people already got to pay $15-something dollars to go across it on a toll road both ways. Being shut down to pick their kids up, live their lives. It's some political war. This is why they want control. No normal person would think to do something like that. Inconveniencing hundreds of thousands of people for hours, causing giant economic warfare terrorism. This is terrorism. But this is nothing compared to the real terrorism they engage in. Releasing the deadly flu bugs on record, getting caught. Putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, getting caught. You think I'm just saying that? Look it up. These people are murderers. Bayer Pharmaceuticals, knowingly for 11 years, had HIV and hepatitis in all their hemophiliac drug, factor VIII, and knowingly shipped it out. And it was above just wanting the profit. A death sentence to every person that got it. Hundreds of thousands died in the last 20 years from this. This broke 10 years ago, went back 11 years before that. Bill Clinton was involved. The Canadian government was involved. They firebombed doctors' offices and robbed Hemophiliac Society the same night in the U.S. and Canada when all this came out. You understand that? You understand that? You understand that? You understand who these people are? They don't just not care about you. They like hurting people. They're bad, bad people. And you don't get into their clubs unless you're a sick crook. You can look at Bill Clinton, look at Obama, look at Chris Christie, look at those people. They are evil. You can look at Rand Paul and also look at his fruits. He's real. Will he get intimidated, threatened, bend sometimes? I'm sure. Confucius said that if the grass bends, but it comes right back. The difference is he's not consciously evil. And if it wasn't for Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and us and the Drudge Report and the real media, they would have passed their gun bans. They would have gotten it rammed through. They would have gotten everything else they're doing. Now they're doing it by executive order and by executive action, so we call them out as dictators. We call them out as the frauds they are. We tell it like it is, and that's the simple action. It hit me at 6:30 this morning that we've got to come out and call them dangerous, would-be dictators who are overthrowing the country and who are occupiers and who are collaborators with foreign corporate interests. And then I walked in here, and AP reports, Cruz calls president dangerous and terrifying. And the media is going to try to punish him, but all that does is make him more popular. Cruz calls president dangerous and terrifying. And it's true. We have to have leadership that will call it like it is. Let me tell you something. You have to have no dirt on you. And you've got to have huevos the size of watermelons to do that in his leadership role from a credible position. This is the kind of person they fear, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Cruz, look at him. Coming out at his level, it's one thing to be Alex Jones and talk like this. And it's another thing to be a news reporter and say things like that. They'll come after you. But when you start talking like that, that's what can bring them down. That's what scares them right there. We need mayors. We need police chiefs. We need grand jury heads. We need people that are in leadership positions, preachers that are listening right now who are afraid to lose their 501c3. You don't need a 501c3, idiot. You have the First Amendment. You're not a government institution. We need you to stop sitting there claiming you're just trying to save souls all day. You're going to save souls by exposing the huge demonic system around people, not sitting up there acting authoritative and acting like a father figure to your so-called flock. You preachers need to speak out against what's going on. We need men and women who have the hearts that love goodness to call the system out, to tell it like it is now. And that's really the epiphany. And it's really the same thing I say every day, but it just hit me so hard because I get really upset and not even so much down, but just distraught over how real this is. And if we could just wake people up to see it and understand it. The truth is the public is awake. Everything we talked about, the NSA, the checkpoints, the spying, the secret police, the death squads, they're trying to set all that up, but they can't admit it exists because then there'll be a debate about what they've set up. We've forced them now to debate all this. We're forcing them into the light. We're identifying them. We're tracking them like fighter pilots locking on target. We're now locked on. And now we've just got to pull the trigger, punch the button, fire away, and take down the enemy politically. Good. good people have to take action and stand up and speak out. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
So there's three keys to victory: getting your heart right with God, deciding which side you're on, because there is good and evil in this world. Whether you believe in a spiritual realm or not, there is the physical manifestation of things that we know are bad. Starving children, poverty, lies, fraud, systems based on coercion, not on free will. We need to decide, especially people that work in the system. We're not indicting you for being part of the system. This happened incrementally. We're all part of the system at one level or another. But now you've got to make a decision about what you're going to do and where you're going to stand. Because going along with the system will not keep things going, because this is a system designed to implode, a system designed to be more oppressive and destructive over time, not a better society. And that's exactly what O'Brien in 1984, as he's finally breaking him after months in a torture dungeon, explains to him. He says, Winston, we're not building a society that's going to be better and that goes to the stars. We're building a society that tramples and where you're trampled upon. You guys print me the text. It's 1984 is online everywhere. Just type in O'Brien, trampling and being trampled on. And then that'll pull up the paragraphs. Trampling and being trampled on. Because Winston was ready to sell out immediately being tortured within a day. And he said, no, we're going to break your mind where you don't even know who you are anymore. And then we're going to put you back together again, believing whatever we tell you, that there's no gravity or there is gravity, that 2 plus 2 equals 7 or it equals 4 or it equals 18. We're going to make you delusional like we are, and then we're going to let you go drink synthetic gin for a few months, and then we're going to come and shoot you in the back of the head and throw you into a furnace, and your ashes will be dumped out into the atmosphere, and you will have never have existed. That was written by a MI6 high-level psych warfare technician, George Orwell, Eric Blair. And when you read that book, it is literally like the book O'Brien gives Winston when he's making him think that he's recruiting him into a secret liberty society. That book, 1984, is actually the Stalinistic INGSOC program of Stalinistic systems integrated with English socialism to destroy the family, destroy words, and reduce people down to animals that grunt, to serve the state. This is their actual plan, ladies and gentlemen. So, number one, you have to understand you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. And a lot of you are scared of this system, and you should be. But you should be scared of not fighting back. We can stop this. We can get a reprieve like Nineveh, but we're going to have to really admit we're in deep you-know-what. We're going to have to really get real, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people around us aren't going to be able to handle this. A lot of people are cracking up out there. The numbers are there. Record suicide across the country, not just in the military, because the system's a fraud and people know that, and they can't deal with it. Well, I don't give the military people permission to kill themselves. And God doesn't want you to either. You should dedicate your life to helping others and to standing against the tyranny and to stopping abortions. That's what you're going to do. You don't get the easy way out because you're depressed and know that you were part of a fraud or a lie or you're sick now because they put binary weapons into your bloodstream. You're going to have to fight. That's where you're going to find the answer to this and find your salvation. And that's what I say to the police and the bureaucrats and the technicians and the advertisement people and all the brains out there and all the muscle and all of it. We don't want to go down this road. Your gut knows that. If you've got any good left in you out there, in any consciousness, you know we're in red level crisis. And it's only going to get more insane. And as for me, I'm not turning tail. I'm not running. I'm going head on into this 110%. So number one, admit we're facing evil, pure synthesized evil, because that's how it works. It's a survival of the fittest, social Darwinism of psychopaths and other forms of criminality under them, a literal legion of doom that competes with itself so it synthesizes the most nasty traits. We have to stand against that at every level and have faith and have a will to resist. You have to set your will against the enemy. You have to set your will against them. You have to make the decision that you're not going to lose the arm wrestling match. You've got to make the decision that you're going to raise your kids right and be a good person. You've got to make the decision that you're going to bench press 400 pounds. You've got to make the decision you're going to work hard and make the right decisions. And it doesn't mean any of us are perfect. We have to make the decision to get up out of bed in the morning. We have to make the decision that we got poison in our stomach, we ate bad food, we got to vomit the New World Order out. We got to stick our fingers down our throats and get this poison out of us. We've got to make the decision we want it out. And then that decision, from that free will, everything else flows. So you got to make the decision. You got to decide which side you're on. And then you've got to call out the enemy and say, I set myself against you, and then speak out and discredit them, and then physically begin withdrawing your consent. And it won't be at every level, it won't be in every way, it won't be perfect. But the thought, the intention to remove your support at every level and to challenge the system and to fight the system at every level and to build your own systems and to support other alternative systems. This is the essence of Renaissance. This is the essence of the Enlightenment. This is the essence of common law. It is the essence of freedom. It is veritas. You have to decide to wake up. You have to decide to then face the enemy. Let me read to you from 1984. As he's been torturing him on the rack and just pulled one of his rotten teeth out. Do you begin to see then what kind of world we are creating? It is the exact opposite of the stupid, hedonistic utopias that the old reformers imagined. A world of fear and treachery is torment. A world of trampling and being trampled upon. A world which will grow not less but more merciless as it refines itself. Progressives, in our world, will be the progress towards more pain. Agenda 21. The old civilizations claimed that they were founded on love or justice. Ours is founded upon hatred. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. Everything else we shall destroy. Everything. Already we are breaking down the habits of thought which have survived from before the revolution. We have cut the links between child and parent, and between man and man, and between man and woman. No one dares trust his wife or his child or a friend any longer. But in the future, there will be no wives and no friends. Children will be taken from their mothers at birth, as one takes eggs from a hen. The sex instinct will be eradicated. Procreation will be an annual formality like the renewal of a ration card. We shall abolish the orgasm. This has actually been done in North Korea, by the way, with about half the population. Our neurologists are working upon it now. There will be no loyalty except loyalty towards the party. There will be no love except the love of Big Brother. Chapter 3, page 334. Read it. He was brought in to the major BBC psych warfare facilities. He wrote about this before he died. He died right after this book came out, by the way. And it probably wasn't tuberculosis, ladies and gentlemen. Arsenic poisoning is the word from the inside sources. He was high level. Fabian socialist. Fought with the communists in Spain. He was secret police in India. Came from an elite eugenics family. Tied into the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, Darwins, all of them. He came from a high-level technocrat family. And he wrote this book to warn people, okay? Eric Blair. Now, I hope you understand this, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're going to do. This is what they write in their real publications. This is what they've got planned. Total dishonor. Total evil. Total fraud. Total emptiness. Now, do you like this plan? Because you hear that, you read that from 1984, and you realize today this is what's happening. You realize today this is the world they're building openly. Now I'm going to ask you all again. Do you want to openly serve this? Who likes this out there? A very small percentage of people. The most of you do it because the economy's been set up to where you can't live unless you work in this self-destroying system, killing yourself to live. Killing your soul, your honor. Everything your ancestors stood for in this total dishonor. But I'll say this, death before dishonor. What's the Green Beret Special Forces motto? Overthrow oppressors? Look it up for me. I forget the exact motto. Overthrow tyrants, death to tyrants. I mean, where are those creeds out there of honorable people? Why have the best soldiers always been people who actually were honorable and believed they were fighting for a good cause and were battling against overwhelming odds? Why could men like that, who were desperate for freedom, desperate for justice, one man could take out 10 men? The samurai wrote about that. The way of the samurai is desperateness. 10 men cannot kill such a man. Where is that spirit? I'm asking you now, this is total dishonor. Worshipping a bunch of stunted, gibbering, spiritually and physically ugly elite who produce nothing but ugliness and hate those of us that are virtuous, these people are an abomination. It is an incredible honor and a pleasure to set myself against them. I am no hero. I am a red-blooded man. To define someone who stands against this evil as a hero is an abomination. Sucking air into my lungs, I'm not a hero, I'm alive. And it oxygenates my red blood. I'm alive. I'm a human. I like good things. That's not heroic. I stand against evil. That's not heroic. I burn with a desire for liberty and to see others empowered. I burn for humanity to work together and build incredible systems and structures and colonize space. I dream of our potential being reached. That's not heroic. My body will die, but I want my children to go on, and their children to go on, and their children to go on, and to be honorable men and women. I want to maintain the human species, not let it be mutated and destroyed, vandalized by these demons for their own power trips. They had a Satanist a few decades ago that went and killed the Treaty Oak, where the Texas Constitution, Declaration of Independence, was filled out. And he buried several hundred pounds of weed killer into the roots of it in a satanic ritual, believing he had power out of killing the tree. Just like they get power out of torturing a little baby for 10 hours. And in that, you understand who they are. They want to kill this planet in a disgusting sacrifice to Baphomet. Well, I'll tell Baphomet and all his followers this. You were losers from the beginning, and you'll always be losers. And you'll never extinguish the Creator's creations. Only the Creator can do that. And you can't get my soul. And I'm going to do my best to warn other people so that their souls can't be sucked out by you people. You're disgusting. Make me want to throw up. To liberate the oppressed is the U.S. Army Special Forces slogan. Well, are you liberating the oppressed, or are you supporting Al-Qaeda to oppress all over the Middle East? And that's why our military said, we're not going to do it, and there's going to be a military coup. We're going to start shooting people if you do an air raid and back Al-Qaeda in Syria. I mean, that's basically what was relayed. And the establishment blinked, ladies and gentlemen, and they can blink all the way. If we just stand against these people and commit, it's over for the New World Order. Doesn't mean evil won't keep coming back. Doesn't mean we might not blow the earth up 5 years from now. The point is you have to make the spiritual decision or the decision in your core, whatever is at your heart, that you do not want to be part of this 1984 scenario. And look at it. It's all manifesting because 1984 is a historical futurist allegory of what the world would look like. And Eric Blair, George Orwell, pen name, and Julian Huxley, and Aldous Huxley, because the Huxleys wrote books about this, would have debates about whether it'd be a 1984 system or a Brave New World system. And Huxley said the Brave New World system is the dominant one being adopted with an integration with your 1984 Stalinistic scenario. And both those books, one written in 1984, and the other written in 1932, Brave New World, if you read both those books, they now... both of them come about 75-80% true, and you can see the decks of cards being shuffled in together. And then you can go read where they wrote countless nonfiction books where this is the plan to build this. So understand, ladies and gentlemen, you're under attack. And the family is under attack. And everything good is under attack. And we are seeing the beginnings of a societal level collapse. And mass mental illness and artificially induced self-righteous narcissism events where people care about being the top parrot on the tree instead of being a human who's conscious and awake. Everything is going into basically low-level simian drive, and the society is becoming very base and dishonorable and empty. And I don't want to be part of that. And believe me, I know it's hard with your family, my family, all of us. Even when you know this knowledge at a great level, your flesh is still strong and none of us are perfect. But you just have to make the decision in your heart. And you have to do what Ted Cruz has done, coming out saying the president is dangerous and terrifying. Because even if he's just a figurehead, Obama, or the corrupt system, that's what the public archetypally sees. We must expose the fraud of the system by exposing Obama. And notice Cruz is being catapulted to world renown. Voted the most important political person in the world, even before the Pope last week, in a major poll, because he has some courage and tells it like it is. And that's the other answer. People are looking for leadership. Face the facts, speak out against the system, become a leader now.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies.
if you've got good in you out there and you've served evil, you can always turn back. You have to get past your fear.
My love is vengeance.
Thank you for joining us. I've got a bunch of news I want to hit now ahead of our guests joining us in studio. But first off, please remember this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their specials. MyPatriotSupply.com is the home of Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. Their food is delicious and easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops. That's key, storable for 25 years. The globalists are continuing and counting on people being unprepared. Fight back. Get prepared with MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. And don't forget, we have InfoWarsStore.com with all the books, films, liberty-based T-shirts and apparel to help educate people and strike up conversations and meet like-minded folks. InfoWarsStore.com. And we're also still running the special throughout January where you can get 5-plus months free when you sign up for a year. Pay for like 6.7 months. You get 5.3 months free when you sign up to see the nightly news and all the archive reports in a system that's harder for them to censor, all at prisonplanet.tv. And you can share your membership with up to 11 people simultaneously who can log on. So please continue to support the true alternative frontline media. And our creed is to liberate the oppressed. I wish that that was still the creed of our military. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much to discuss and so much to talk about. Let me just give you a little foretaste of what's going to be breaking down in the next hour. We'll spend about 45 minutes with Dr. Edward Group in studio to talk about the estrogen conspiracy, as he calls it, that's on record. As the White House science art bragged about it in the 70s, to feminize men. And it also then gives women breast cancer and so much more. We're going to look at that. But first, we're cover some news with him, some of the world events, and get his take on that because he's an interesting fella. And he was in the Army Special Forces. I didn't even know that. One day we had some guns back there for the gun show. We were locking and loading and looking at them and cleaning them. And he walked in and was and Weldon was in the Air Force in Korea. And they were having quite a talk about stuff along the DMZ and Special Forces missions and stuff. Group's an interesting guy. He's going to be in here with us. A fellow Texan and patriot. But we're going to get into this article. I didn't cover enough last week. I'm going to get back into it. The primary function of the FBI is national security. Agency drops law enforcement as top priority from its mission statement. I'm going to tell you what that really means, folks. And that is a big, big deal. Suicides of young vets top those of active duty troops. Congresswoman urges welfare. A name change calling it traditional living fund. Or conditional. Transitional. Sometimes they pop in my ear, folks, and I kind of pause. And for whatever reason, that mic doesn't really pick it up, so I'm always kind of straining to hear what you guys are saying. But I appreciate you helping me out with that headline. Congresswoman urges welfare name change, transitional living fund. Isn't that interesting? And then the really big news coming up, Ford exec apologizes for saying company tracks customers with GPS. Of course, they do, but he was there to acclimate it and throw it in your face, and now that you know, you're a little upset, so he'll tell you that it isn't true. 2 + 2 = 5. And global warming labels proposed for California gas pumps, getting you ready for the carbon tax.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.